That was a good Gucci team performance this evening, Lee, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very solid team performance. All around the field, you could see just new names popping up on the score sheet. And, you know, Richie Lawler there grabbing two goals in the first half. You know, it was very impressive throughout the whole day. Glenn Murphy-Butler, excellent all day. But just even all throughout the field, you know, lads were already good. Lads put in a serious shift.
In a way, the half-time whistle nearly came too soon, didn't it? Because you were flying.
Yeah, I suppose in some ways there was a couple of stoppages in the first half. Like there's a gale of a breeze there, I suppose. And I suppose we had a lot of momentum in the first half. And yeah, we really didn't want half-time to come, I suppose. But there's got to be a half-time too.
How do you overcome, you know, the disappointment of Wexford's games and then get back with the club? Is it a nice release from all the pressure of what happened before? Is it nice to get back with the young lads and inspire them?
Yeah, sure. It's always great to get back to your club. You know, we've great lads here, great personalities and characters. And, you know, with the upset and the heartbreak of whatever happens with Wexford, it's always easy to come back and hear the lads. You know, just they're putting in the work when inter-county scene is still in motion, and the club lads are the lads keeping it going. And you know, it's always great to slot back in and do your part for the club.
When you look back at this evening's game, you knew that your backs were going to be against the wall in the second half with a strong wind down there. It's a wintry strong wind, and you drop back, you know, far from a shaky start when Billy Dunn got the goal. You kind of settled into the game in the last quarter.
Yeah, well, look, like, I suppose there's been a long time since, you know, the Harriers. I don't think the Harriers have ever been out in the Championship. And, you know, it was nice to finally get over the line against them. And we've had some great battles back, years back. And, you know, I suppose at the same time, Owler have given us a couple of hidings here as well. But, you know, it's nice for the lads that have been soldiering here with the Harriers for 20 years to finally, you know, taste that bit of victory over Owler. But at the end of the day, it's Owlert, and was never going to be easy. Even though we might have had a decent lead at half time, we were never getting deluded. We actually, funnily enough, spoke in the huddle in the middle of the field. Sack came in and said, if we get hit for two goals, we keep going. And just as it happened, you know. So we were, I suppose, in some ways, it was only a little comment by him, but we were somewhere mentally ready for it, you know.
It must be a great delight to see so many young fellas that, you know, that played well. Glenn and Richie and Arch, your cousin, first cousins, Kyle. Kyle.
Yeah, no, like I mentioned, the two lads at the start, and Kyle and Josh Shiel as well. The lads have just been excellent. They're only young, it's their second year of hurling senior, but they've made some impact. They've made some difference to our setup and our group, and, you know, they're great lads, and we have loads of fun like with them and stuff. But I mean, the boys are serious hurlers, serious talent as well, and I thought Kyle was a serious engine there today in the middle of the field. Serves a lot of credit for the victory today. And, you know, there's other lads around the field that have been just doing their jobs as well, but the young lads are bringing that bit of flair and a bit of talent, and it was just great. I'm delighted for them that they had such a good day.
In terms of the county team, you know, you've been in close association with Davey. I suppose the day was always going to come where he would depart. Have you any interest in who might come in? You have first-hand knowledge of Derek's McGrath, and his name has, of course, been bandied about the place. What are your views on it?
No, look, I have no view at the moment of who's next to come in. I'd like to just say, you know, for what Davey's done for Wexford hurling, you know, it's not, look at it, without disrespecting anybody, but before Davey came in, I suppose there was an element of, we were probably wondering, will we ever, you know, win something? And I just, you know, for what Davey's done for Wexford hurling is something that should be really, really, really rewarded. I think the man has came and rejuvenated hurling into many levels in Wexford. You know, I'll cherish the 5 years that we had with him. We had some great days, we had some bad days, but for what he's done for Wexford hurling should never be forgotten.
And your first-hand knowledge of Derek McGrath and what he's done for the club and the way he's inspired the young lads, he's obviously a very good coach, is he?
Yeah, look, I like Derek. Have a lot of respect for Derek. Look, he's playing for Waterford. He had great success, and you know, the man is a great coach, and we have him here at the moment, and we're getting to see that insight of the quality of the man. But look, I'm not making any assumptions here, and I'm not speculating. But I mean, look at I like what he's doing here in the Harriers.
You got a bang on the arm, a bad bang. How is it?
Yeah, it's grand. It's just a bang. That's all it is. Yeah.
It's nice to get a win, isn't it? You know, kind of, we spoke about the young fellas, kind of lifts everything a little bit, and training Tuesday night now would be really good.
Sure, look, that's what we play for. We play it to win. Like, if you're not in it to win, there's no point in being at it. But I mean, It's been a long time. I suppose there was a couple of years there we were in disarray with the Harriers. We didn't know which direction we were going to go, and I knew that we all knew in the club that there was a nice crop of young lads that were coming through, and we just didn't have that conveyor belt for a couple of years, and we had a big gap, and we weren't really, you know, there wasn't, I suppose, lads putting their hands up coming through the club. And it happens sometimes, you know what I mean? But yeah, look, at the moment we're in a good place. It's always, like you said, it's great to get a win, and I suppose it's great to get off to a good start in the first round. And yeah, I'm just delighted today that we did.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck, Lee.
Thanks, Liam.